When I
see the blood,
when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. There is power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lord. There is power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lord. Let's clap our hands. There is power. There is power, wonder working power in the blood, precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. There is power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lord. One more time, let's sing it. Oh, there is power, wonder working power in the blood, precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. There is power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Praise God. Amen. There is power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Is that your testimony? Have you experienced that power in your life? Amen. Thank you, Brother George. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Welcome to the house of God. Amen. You love him? Amen. God bless you on the hookup, all in Tororo and all across. May God richly bless you. Welcome to the evening service on Wednesday. Amen. We are here to worship. Amen. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And that joy is your strength. Amen. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Everything that has breath, if you know that you have the breath of God in you, I want you to praise the Lord this evening. Amen. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. It's certainly a privilege to be back here again. Amen. So you appreciate Brother Moses on Sunday. Amen. God bless you, Brother Moses, for blessing us. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Amen. I come quickly. Amen. And he will come suddenly. Amen. The prophet preached that message. The sudden and secret catching away of the church. He said, first it is sudden, unexpected. And then it is secret. And it is quick. In a twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed. Amen. God bless you, Brother Moses. Amen. So, let us pray as we go to the word portion. Precious Lord, we thank you with all our hearts. We thank you for the love you have extended to us and have given each one of us strength to make it to today's service. May you bless each and every person under this roof and bless all those that are online. And all in Tororo, may bless them. And Lord, all those that will hear this message after, may you be with them too. bless them and be with them. We remember the sick and afflicted in different ways, those who are bedridden. May your healing virtues flow upon your people and bless them and heal them, Lord. Father, we pray, asking all these blessings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Blessed be His holy name. Amen. So, let us go to the scriptures. Genesis 24, verse 12 to 14. And then we'll go to Revelation 21, verse 9. And then we'll read Revelation 22, 16 to 21. Quite a reading. Genesis 24, verse 12 to 14. This is Eliezer. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me a good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. There and thereby I shall know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. Yes. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Eliezer, his prayer when he's getting a bride for Isaac. And Revelation 21, verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had seven vials, full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Amen. And then we go to Revelation 22, from verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto you, every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Amen. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Praise God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his scriptures. Amen. So, amen. You love him. Amen. It's good to see all of you. Amen. 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 So I have a title tonight. Just a short message. Amen. It's a question to you and me and all on the hookup. Want to go into these scriptures and pick some inspiration God has for us today. The question is simple. And it's you who is going to answer it. Are you ready to answer it? Is it later than we think? Amen. That is my title. Is it later than we think? Amen. What time is it? Amen. You know, in the game of football, there is an allotted 90 minutes for the game to be played. Amen. And in different sports, there is a time allotted for the sport to be played. the first 45 minutes. Then there is what they call halftime. And then after halftime, there is another 45 minutes. Amen. But there is also another time that is always added. They call it extra time. Amen. It is to cover up for the time that has been wasted. Extra time. Some call it borrowed time. Amen. Some say injury time. And sometimes the matches are lost and won within that extra time. Amen. That extra time. If you have won, you have to defend, not to be defeated in that extra time. If you have lost, you have an opportunity to come back in that extra time. Amen. Praise God. And the prophet told us, even in the days of Noah, God gave an extra time. The 7 days was an extra time. The door was already shut. Amen. But those 7 days was an extra time. It was injury time. Time was no more. Amen. Praise God. So we know, amen, this angel we are talking about, one of the seven angels, he had plagues. He had vials, and those vials were full of plagues. That gives us a hint. These vials carry plagues. They are full of plagues. Praise God. But he had them in his hand, and he told John, come, and I show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Amen. By the time he's showing John this, he has the judgments in his hand. Amen. That's why my title this evening is it later than we think? Praise God. Is it later than we think? This angel, we are going to find out, who is this angel? What are these vials that he is having in his hand? And he tells John, come and I show you the bride. He's revealing a mystery. He's revealing the bride. But he, in his hand, he has judgments. Amen. He has judgments in his hand. Amen. That's why the Bible says, the day of vengeance is in my heart. But the year of my redeemed is come. Who are the redeemed? The bride, the Lamb's wife. Praise God. Amen. So is it later than we think? It's a question to you and me today. Amen. The prophet said in this message, is this a sign of the end? We all know that we are living in a glorious time for the church. Is that true? But a horrible time for the unbeliever. And we are living in one of the most dangerous times of all that ever was since the world began. No prophet, no apostle, hallelujah, never in no time ever lived in such a time as we live now. Amen. Nobody in history has ever lived in such a time as we live now. This is the end. It is written in the skies. It is written on the face of the earth. It is written in every newspaper. This is the end. If you can read the handwriting, the prophets lived in a time when the handwriting was on the wall for a nation. But we are living in a time when the handwriting is on the wall for time itself. Time shall be no more. Amen. Praise God. All nations, the earth and everything, the time is at hand. It is at the end. So we must search the scriptures to find the hour we are living in. Amen. We must search the scriptures. That's where we find the answer of this hour. Amen. If we want to know the time we are living in, we have to look to the word. What is written about this time? Is it later than we think? Are we in that extra time? Amen. How far are we? Amen. Because once this bride comes on display, time is no more. Praise God. time is finished. Let him that is filthy be filthy still. Let him that is holy be holy still. Let him that is righteous be righteous still. Time is no more. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Time is no more. Praise God. In the days of Noah, he preached for 120 years a message of repentance, build the ark of safety, and they rejected his message. They were laughing at him. The prophet dramatized it. They were laughing at him. What is he doing? It has never rained on the earth. But that day, Noah took a step of faith when a voice came from the ark. Come, all, you and all your household, come into the ark. Amen. When he came into the ark, God shut the door. And 7 days, he was there ministering a ministry of testimony against the rejectors. Amen. It was time no longer for that generation. And when they began to see clouds, they began forming. They began to say, maybe the old man was right. Maybe he was right. But when the rain began to fall, they were knocking, trying to get in. But God had shut the door. It was time no longer for that generation. Amen. Time was finished. Amen. Time was finished for that generation. In the days of Lot, same thing happened. Three angels came to Abraham, and Abraham pleaded for his nephew, and the two went to Sodom to get Lot out. Time was no more for that generation also. It was no more for Lot's generation. Amen. It was no more that even Lot's wife tried to look back, and she turned into a pillar of salt. Amen. There was no time. So it is not a time to look back. It is not a time to backslide. It is not a time to have fellowship with the world. Time shall be no more. You will turn into a pillar of salt. Let him that is filthy be filthy still. Let him that is righteous be righteous still. Time was no more for that generation. Amen. It was running. Time had run out. It had run out. They received the same message, just as we have received in this generation. But there came a time when time was finished. There was no more repentance. There was no more nothing. No time to make yourself right. Amen. So, brother, is it later than we think? Hallelujah. Amen. When we look at this scripture, Revelation 21, and there came unto me one of the seven angels. Who is this one of the seven angels? Which had seven vials full of the seven last plagues. Now mark there. And he talked with me, saying, come hither, and I show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. He's showing the bride. Amen. But I found out, even in Revelation 17, verse 1, listen to these words. It is the same words in Revelation 21. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had seven vials. And he talked with me, saying, come hither, and I show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. So it is the same angel carrying the same plagues, showing Babylon on this hand, showing the bride on this hand. It is that same angel is revealing this great whore, this great prostitute that sits on many waters. It is mystery Babylon. That same angel has the plagues. Amen. He has the vials. In Revelation 21, is the same angel revealing the bride. So we have received that same angel. Now you know where I'm going. It is that same angel that revealed mystery Babylon. Is the same angel that revealed the bride. But remember, in his hand were seven vials, judgments. Amen. He carried these judgments. Amen. God is going to pour out judgment upon the face of the earth. Amen. Praise God. And these vials were full of plagues. So the plagues are in the vials. Amen. When you see a plague, that is a vial. A vial is like a cup. A plague fills the vial. He had seven vials full of seven plagues. They were full of seven plagues. Praise God. Amen. So we want to focus on this. What are these judgments? Amen. Is it later than we think? We know what he said about the bride. We know who the bride is. But what are these vials that this angel carries? These judgments. Why does he carry them? Because they are going to be poured out. Amen. He reveals them. The same angel who revealed Mystery Babylon is the same angel who reveals the bride. Is the same angel who reveals these vials. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we know one of the seven angels. If you go to the book of Revelation, it is very hard to understand. If you read it without revelation, chapter 1 to chapter 3, by the time you go to chapter 8, the trumpets, chapter 9, by the time you go to 15, 16, you even don't know what you are reading. Praise God. But it took a prophet to show you, to reveal this book, to open for you and me, to see what is written. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. And it starts with the revelation of Jesus Christ. And then it comes to the church ages. Now we find out there are different categories of these angels. The prophet said they are message angels. These are seven angels in the seven church ages. Then you have the trumpet angels. Amen. That sound the trumpets. Amen. But when you come to this, one of the seven angels, which seven angels are these? Which one of these seven angels had the seven plagues, seven vials? I thought each angel poured out a vial. But it says in the Bible, one of the angels had all the seven plagues, all the seven vials. One of those angels had this. Amen. Praise God. So we know we can only find that in Revelation 10. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it begins to sound, the mysteries, the mystery of God, all that is written should be finished. That is the angel that carries all these mysteries. That is the angel who shows the great whore. That is the angel who reveals the bride. That is the angel who reveals the whole book of Revelation. No wonder John wanted to worship him in Revelation 21. Amen. He told him, don't worship me. I am of thy fellow servants, the prophets that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. Worship God. Amen. But he had the privilege to reveal the whole book. Amen. Praise God. And if you want to get into it, amen, in the revelation of Jesus Christ, in the church ages, this is what the prophet said, beginning to go into the book of Revelation. That's what we are in for tonight. He's talking about the seven church age book. Though this volume will concern itself with various major doctrines, such as the Godhead, water baptism, and etc., found in the book of Revelation, chapters 1 through 3, its main theme is the setting forth of a detailed study of the seven church ages. This is necessary in order to study and understand the rest of Revelation. Amen. For out of the ages come the seals, and out of the seals come the trumpets, and out of the trumpets come the vials. Amen. Like the first burst of a Roman candle, the church ages come forth with a mighty initial illumination, without which there could be no further light. But once the brilliance of the seven church ages is given by revelation, light upon light follows. Amen. Once the church ages is revealed, light upon light follows. What follows? The seven seals. That is light, trumpets, light upon light, vials, plagues. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. But once the brilliance of the seven churches is given by divine revelation, light upon light follows, until the whole of the revelation opens wide before our wandering eyes, and we are edified and purified by its spirit. Amen. And are made ready for his glorious appearing, even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. So can we see this angel? He starts from the church edges. He opens the seals. He goes to the trumpets. He goes to the vials. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Now, Brother Branham, he opened the seals. And he often announced he was going to put the trumpet and the vials. Amen. But the Lord told him that he had preached them supernaturally. The only thing he had to preach was the Feast of Trumpets, which had to do with the 144,000. The Feast of Trumpets, Moses and Elijah. Praise God. Blessed be his holy name. He had preached them supernaturally. Amen. Because in Revelation 21, he had the plagues. He had the vials in his hand. Amen. And in the sixth seal, he said, all the trumpets will sound. Amen. All the trumpets will sound under the sixth seal. Amen. And all the vials will be poured out under the sixth seal. And he revealed those things. Amen. But if you catch something in 2020, I believe the pastor brought this out. If you check, those trumpets sounded all through the church ages. Amen. Those vials poured out in beats in the church ages. And we also know the thunders thundered out in each age. Amen. Praise God. But when it came to this age, seven thunders uttered together. Praise God. So those trumpets are all poured out together in the sixth seal. Those vials are poured out together in the sixth seal. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. And listen to the prophet saying here, God's instruction to Daniel, like each seal broken in the word of God, reveals to the man of the age what age you are living in, the spirit of the age, the church of the age. Revelation 10. At the end, we find the last seal was broke. That is the seventh seal. We find the angel standing with one foot on the land, one foot on the sea, and he had his hand up in heaven, and a rainbow over his head, swearing by him that liveth forever and ever, that time has run out. When that last seal, amen, what is that seal? The seventh seal. And you wait till we get into them seals and see where that seal is at. After you find out these 70 weeks, then see where the seals are. Time runs out. Redemption is over. He is now lion and judge. He is your savior this morning. But one day, he will be your judge. Praise God. One day, when time runs out, he will be judge. He will no longer be a savior. Amen. Praise God. So brother, let's get to Goshen. When there's still time to get to Goshen. Praise God. Amen. But now, in these seven church ages that we went through, the Gentile time, now we are getting to a place where we can hit this, to go into the seven seals, seven vials, and all that, and picture it together. What are we doing tonight? Picturing it together. Let's look at these things together. Let's see this picture and see. Amen. Is it later than we think? Praise God. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. Now there is something here that blessed me. Praise God. It made me understand the trumpets and the vials. It's a key Brother Branham dropped off in a message that thinking man's filter. Blessed be his holy name. Praise God. He says here, we are trusting to the Lord Jesus now that he will bless our efforts together tonight. As across the nation, we try to join part of the body of Christ, and I've been given the right to feed this his sheep, and I would only do to the very best of my knowledge in giving out the right food that I know for the sheep. Then listen to this. He's going to drop a bomb here to understand these things. And I'm anxiously waiting for the hour where we can all congregate together in one place and preach those seven plagues and seven vials and the trumpets and so forth. Now listen to this statement. Amen. He said, they all happen in a cluster. Praise God. Praise God. They all happen in a cluster. What is a cluster? A number of similar things occurring together. That is the key. These things don't get in your mind that they sound in a space of time one, then two. They all happen in a cluster together. They all sound together. Praise God. Those vials all pour out together. They all pour out in a cluster. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. So do you see what he was showing? Amen. He had his vials. He had his judgments. And he revealed it in this message. A bit in this message. A bit in this message. He told us there will be hideous sights. People will see strange things. Praise God. Hideous sights coming to torment people. He prophesied all these things. He was speaking about these vials. Amen. They all happened in a cluster. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. And when you look at the preaching of the prophet, the only time he took that scripture we read, Revelation 21 verse 9, was when he was preaching the choosing of a bride. He took that scripture we read about Eliezer praying to God. Then he took Revelation 21. Amen. Then he preached. Amen. All he was typing the natural to the spiritual, the choosing of a bride. But it was more spiritual, because you will see somewhere towards that end of that message, he begins to bring an experience, a vision he had had 3 a.m. Amen. When God was showing him how different brides came forth. And then they went out of line. Then they came forth. Then when they began to march in the sky, then others went down. Amen. And he said this age will slide into chaos when the bride goes in step up. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to play that clip. It's quite 25 minutes. Amen. I want you to hear that message, the choosing of a bride. What the prophet said. I'm going to read a portion of it here. Towards the end, he shows that vision. He actually says, the reason I've preached this message is because of this. Then he begins to break into the vision. Then he begins to prophesy about judgment in California. And he said, I tried to leave the pulpit 3-4 times, but I can't do it. Something was pulling him. He had to reveal the bride, but he also had to pour out these judgments. Put them in prophecy. Put them for us, for you and me. So that at one point, we'll come and see and ask ourselves, amen, is it over? Are we this far? Listen to what the prophet said in that message. I'm going to read this portion. He said, that is the reason I said what I have. The whole preaching of the choosing of a bride. I want to ask you a question. Is it later than we think? Could she already be called and chosen and sealed away? There won't be one extra one, you know. Could it be possible? It's a solemn moment. I don't know how to express it. It is a solemn hour. Don't you never forget it. This is the time. Maybe God may be making his last call. I don't know. He will make his last call someday. When? I don't know. But I'm telling you, according to that vision, it looks like that bride is about finished. Look at the nominal churches coming in. When the sleeping virgin came for oil, she failed to get it. The bride went in, that the rapture went up. While they went to buy the oil, the bridegroom came. Are you asleep? Wake up quickly and come to yourself. And let us pray, each one, like we are dying at this minute. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let each one pray in your own way. Then he says, God Almighty, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. What good does it do if we fail in these things? I stand and ask for mercy. God, before this great city sinks beneath the sea and the judgments of God sweep across this coast. I pray that you will call your bride, and I commit her to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. So we're going to hear that voice. Why are we hearing it? Because we know the bride is in step. Amen. In that vision, the bride was falling away. But somehow, she fell back in step. She began marching in step. Amen. And we know she begins to march in step when she's marching, nearing the headstone. Thus says the Lord, oh, keeping still. That is when she's marching in step. She's nearing the headstone. She's about to be capped. Praise God. She's about to cap the New Testament. Praise God. Amen. Because the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. They are manifested sons. She's marching in step. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So let's hear that audio. And I want you to be in the Spirit. Brother, I want you to hear those words. Brother Bonham had preached the message. Then he comes to that spot. And then he begins to say, that's the reason I've said what I've said tonight. Then he begins to speak about what is going to take place. He begins to talk about that vision of the bride. And I want you to hear it. Just, I want you to give your mind, give your heart for the next 25 minutes of your life to those words that the prophet is going to speak. I want you to give your mind to it. Blessed be his holy name. Praise God. So are you ready? God bless you. I want you to hear it. And then we'll wind up. God bless you.
Now, in closing, I want to say the reason that I said these things. And I'll close. The other night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened up. I take any of you to answer this. Have I ever told you anything in the name of the Lord but what it was right? It's always been right. Amen. So help me, God knows that's true. There is no one nowhere in the world of the thousands of things that's been told that he has ever missed one word of it. Amen. It's always been perfectly come to pass. Amen. Even when I was at Phoenix the other day, or about a year ago it was, and told you that about that message on what time is it, sirs, and told you seven angels would meet out there and be the opening of these seals and what. And there the Life magazine packed the article of it, this great flame going up into the air, 30 miles high, 27 miles across. They said they couldn't make out what it was, don't know yet. And man sitting right here in this building tonight was standing right there with me when it happened, just exactly where it said. He told me the things was coming to pass and happened just exactly how each of those seals opened and told the mysteries that had been hid down through them ages of the reformers and so forth. Just perfectly how I was standing up on top of the hill. Man, three or four of them standing right here present now. Yes, more than that. Going up the hill, the Holy Spirit said, pick up that rock we were hunting. He said, throw it up in the air and say, thus saith the Lord. I did. Down from there come a little funnel of wind. I said, within 24 hours you'll see the hand of God. Man sitting right here present now, the next day about 10 o'clock, standing there, I said, get ready, get under the car, there, a veteran. I said, something's fixing to happen. This is a clear sky, right up in a big canyon. Down come a whirling fire from heaven, just as hard as it could scream, hit the walls like that. I was standing right under it, I stuck off my hat, held my head, it come about 3 feet or 4 feet above me, and cut a ditch come around that wall like that, and blasted and went back up in the air, and whirled around again, and come down three times even, cut the tops of mesquite bushes out for 200 yards. Amen. Hear them fellas saying amen? They were there when it happened. See? And it made three blasts. When they got out from under the cars and everything, come back over, said, that hit you, there wouldn't have been a greasy spot. I said, it was him. He was talking to me. God speaks by a whirlwind. See? There was that same pillar of fire that you see on the picture standing there. And when it went up, they said, what is it? I said, judgment is striking the west coast. Second day from there, Alaska like the sunk. Amen. See, it struck once there, the first blow. You have to do something to symbolize it. Like a man puts some salt in a cruse and throw it in the water and said, thus saith the Lord, let there be sweet water. And another one, Jesus picked up water and poured it into a jug and made wine out of it. You have to have something to symbolize, and that's what that was. That went up in the air and come down, that started that little whirlwind. Within 24 hours, it had shook that mountain to cut a ridge around it. Reverend Mr. Blair, sitting here, I'm looking right at him now. He is up there and picked up some of the pieces of it and so forth. Here's Terry Southman, them, and standing here, and Billy Paul, and Brother Fasama, many of these others sitting in here. That was right there to see it happen. When it tore it out, that's not fiction, that's the truth. That wasn't back in the Bible days, that's now.
Amen. Amen.
That same God that's always showed me these things, and they've come to pass exactly to the letter. Never have they failed one time. Now I'm bragging on Him. A few weeks ago, I was in a vision, and I was standing up on a high place, and I was to see the preview of the church. And I noticed coming from standing more like this way, facing the west, and coming this way was the lovely bunch of women. Real nice dress, long hair, fixed nice in the back, sleeves, skirts down neatly, and they were all in a marching tune, like onward Christian soldiers marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. And as they passed by, I stood and there was something there, some spirit, God, and said, "There is the bride." And I looked and my heart was happy, and she went around this way and passed around behind me. After a while, when she come back this way, it said, "Now the modern church will come into preview." And here come the Asian church up. I never seen such a filthy bunch. Here come the other churches up, all the different nations. They look horrible. And I say this because I'm duty bound to tell the truth before God.
Amen.
And when He said, "Here comes the Church of America now to be previewed," if I ever seen a bunch of devils, it was that. Them women were stripped naked with an old gray looking thing like a color of an elephant's hide. And there's holding it in front of them with no upper part on it at all. And they were doing this kind of stuff that these dances that these kids do out here, that twist and stuff, and that kind of music going on. And when I seen Miss USA come up, I almost fainted. Now this is, "Thus saith the Lord." If you believe me to be His servant, you believe me now. I wouldn't say that for nothing in the world. There's not enough money in all the world to get me to say that if it wasn't true.
Hallelujah.
And when she come by, that was the filthiest looking thing I ever seen. And I thought, "God, as hard as preachers and we brethren have labored to get you a bride, and that's the best we could do." She was twisting, holding this in front of her like one of these hula skirts of a thing, holding it in front of her parts, lower part, like this, dancing and twisting like these kids do out here on the on these vulgar shows that they have. Twisting. That was Miss Christianity of America. So help me, by the help of God, that's what it looks like in His face. I could have fainted. I thought of all the trying and the preaching and the persuading, every one of them with bobbed hair. And they were twisting and carrying on, holding this in front of them. They come around where I was standing there with this supernatural being. I couldn't see him. I could hear him talking to him. He's right around me. But when they turned this way, the whole is just twisting and laughing and going on, carrying on like that, holding this in front of them. Now me standing in His presence there and His servant. And of all I tried, that's the best I could do. I thought, "God, what good did it do me? What good did it do all the crying and begging and persuading and the great signs and wonders and miracles that You showed, and how I stood there and go home and cry after preaching to Him and things, and what good did it do me? And then I have to present something like that for You for a bride." And as I stood there looking, she passed on by, and you can imagine the back part of her with nothing on, holding this in front of her as she went shimming by like that to this twist, throwing her limbs out like that, and her, it was vulgar how she was carrying on, her body shaking around like that. Now, you say, "What does it mean, Brother Branham?" I don't know. I'm just telling you what I seen. And when she passed by like that, I looked at her, and oh, I just got real faint. I just turned around and thought, "God, I'm condemned. There's no need of me trying any. I just might as well quit. Miss Carl Williams, if you're sitting here in that dream that you told me about a while ago that you had the other night that's been bothering you, there it is. The steering wheel's taken from my hand. Then, I just thought I just might as well forget it. I was gone. Then all of it once, I heard it coming again. And coming up on this side, come the same bride that went around this way. Here come them little ladies again. And each one of them was dressed in their national garb from where they come from, like Switzerland, Germany, and so forth. Each one wearing that kind of garb, all long hair, just exactly like the one at the first. And here they was coming, walking onward, Christian soldiers marching as to war. And when they passed by the preview stand where we were standing, just all at once, every eye went that way, and then they turned back, and on they went marching. And just as they started to going right up into the skies, this other one went up to the brink of a hill and went down like that. These started marching right up into the skies. And when they went to marching, I noticed a couple of little girls in the back looked like they might be of some foreign girl, like Sweden or Switzerland or somewhere. They started to look around and got. I said, don't do that! Don't get out of that step! And as I screamed like that, I come to in the vision, standing there with my hand out like that. I thought, well, that's the reason I said what I have tonight. I want to ask you a question. Is it later than we think? Could she already be called and chosen? Sealed away? There won't be one extra one, you know. Could it be possible? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Remember what I said the other day at the breakfast? In the pollen of breeding male and female, there's a million germs goes forth. A million eggs goes forth, but there's only one of them live, and yet they're every one just alike. One out of a million. Every one of them the same eggs and the same kind of germ. One of them lives, the rest of them dies. No one can tell which is the one that's a ripe egg and, well, what about it? God has to decide that. Whether it's going to be a boy or girl, blonde or brunette or whatever it's going to be. God decides that. Not the first one meets, but the first one God's decide. Maybe one come up here and one, if you ever notice in the test tube, to see them come together. I've watched it. God has to decide that. One, every one of them just alike. But by election. The natural birth is by election. God takes one out of the million. When Israel left Egypt on their road to the promised land, there were approximately 2 million people. Every one of them was under the same sacrificial lamb, or they wouldn't have lived. Every one of them listened to Moses, the prophet. Every one of them was baptized to him in the Red Sea. Every one of them danced the women with Miriam up and down the side of the seashore when God destroyed the enemy. Every one of them stood with Moses and heard him sing in the Spirit. They every one eat manna out of the wilderness. That dropped down from heaven, new manna every night, which is a type of the message. Every one of them eat from it. But out of the 2 million, how many made it? Two. One out of a million. There's approximately 500 million Christians in the world tonight, counting Catholic and all. 500 million so-called believers in the world. If the rapture come tonight, that would mean if one out of a million was a count, I don't say it is. But if it was, 500 people in the next 24 hours would be missing, you'd never even hear of it. There'll be that many missing anyhow, it can't even be counted for. Then it could be happen to us, friends, like it did when John the Baptist came. Even the disciples said, why did the Scripture say, why did the apostles or the prophets say, why does it say that Elias must first come and restore all things? He said, I say unto you that Elias has already come, and you didn't know it. One of these days we could be left sitting here. What about the rapture before the tribulation sets in? It's already come, and you didn't know it. All the body sealed in, just keeping it in step. I ain't saying it's that way. I hope it isn't that way. A friend, if we got a feel in our heart tonight that we should straighten up our lives and the things that we have done, let me advise you as a minister brother, and I'm going to say this for my first time over the pulpit. I've stretched out farther tonight on this than I have on anything else at any time anyhow before the public. Because I've had a great freedom in these meetings. If you believe me to be God's prophet, you listen to what I've told you. If there's one little tinkle of feeling in your heart, you go to God right now. You do it. Stop just a minute, man. Look at your creeds that you serve. Look in your churches. Is it just exactly with the Word of God? Have you met every qualification? Say, I'm a good man. So was Nicodemus and so was all the rest. They were fine. See, that don't have nothing to do with it. And women, I want you to look in the mirror. And look what God requires a woman to do. And see, in God's mirror, not your church mirror now. In God's mirror. And see if you could qualify in your life the spiritual bride of Jesus Christ. Ministers think the same. Do you cut corners here to save somebody's feelings over yonder? Would you do this if it wasn't, if they'd put you out of the church? If you are feeling that way, my dear brother, let me warn you in the name of Jesus Christ, flee from that right now.
Amen.
And lady, if you can't measure up to the qualification of a Christian, not as a nominal Christian, but in your heart, and your life is patterned exactly like God's marriage certificate here says it has to be. And church member, if your church isn't like that, can measure up to God's qualification of His Word, get out of it and get into Christ.
Amen.
That's solemn warning. We don't know what time, and you don't know what time that this city one day is going to be laying out here at the bottom of this ocean. Oh, Capernaum, said Jesus, thou who exalted into heaven will be brought down into hell. For if the mighty works had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah, it had been standing to this day. And Sodom and Gomorrah lays at the bottom of the Dead Sea, and Capernaum's in the bottom of the sea. Thou city who claims to be the city of the angels, who's exalted yourself into heaven and sent all the dirty, filthy things of fashions and things, to even the foreign countries come here to pick up our filth and send it away. With your fine churches and steeples and so forth the way you do. Remember, one day you will be laying in the bottom of this sea. You're a great honeycomb under you right now. The wrath of God is belching right beneath you. How much longer you'll hold this sandbar hanging out over that, when that ocean out yonder a mile deep will slide in there plumb back to the salt and sea. It'll be worse than the last day of Pompeii. Repent, Los Angeles! Repent the rest of you and turn to God. The hour of His wrath is upon the earth. Flee while there's time to flee and come into Christ. Let us pray. Dear God, when in my spirit is shaking, my heart is dropping teardrops of warning, grant, O God, that men and women will not think of what I've said as a joke, and the church people will not think of it as something that was prejudice or against them. May they see, Lord, it's in love. Thou bearest me record, Almighty God, that up and down this coast I went year after year proclaiming Your Word. Bear me record, O God, if it would happen tonight I've told the truth. Thou knowest this vision of the bride is the truth. I've tucked Your name by it, Lord, and said it was thus saith the Lord. And I feel that I'm conscious, Lord, of what I'm doing. So I pray Thee, Lord, in Jesus' name, let people shake themselves tonight and flee from the wrath that is to come. For Ichabod is wrote over the doors and over the nations. A black check mark has come across it. The Spirit of God is breathed away from it. And they're weighed in the balances and found wanting. The feast of King Nebuchadnezzar has repeated again with drunken parties and half-dressed women calling themselves Christians. Oh, God of heaven, have mercy upon a sinful world and a sinful people, Lord, as we are tonight. God, I'm trying to stand in the breach and ask for divine mercy that you'll speak into this crowd tonight and call your bride to attention, Lord, to march not by the sound of any creed, but by the sound of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant it, O God. Let it be known this night that thou art God and thy word is truth. While solemnly in the face of this people, we call them to attention of thy word. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for them, Lord. They have seen you beyond any shadow of doubt move across their crowds and tell them what's in their heart. Thou knowest, Lord, that right now what's going on. Thou knowest that to be truth, O God. I pray thee in Jesus' name, let the Holy Spirit intercede again, Lord, and pull from this audience, Lord, those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Grant it, O God, I pray with all my heart. These people naturally, Lord, would give me the last penny they had to support the message. They'd do anything that they could, but oh God, when it comes to coping with it and coming into it, I pray, God, that this will be the night that you'll reward them and pour down your Holy Spirit upon this convention. And may there not be a frolic or jumping around, but a weeping and a crying and a repenting, holding on to the horns of the altar while we see judgments roaring beneath us tonight. Granted, God, I pray as sincerely as I know how, in the name of Jesus Christ. My brother, sister, I don't know what more to say. If I found grace in your sight by the power of God, if you believe me to be his prophet, this is the first time in public I've ever said that. But I feel a strange warning of some sort. I'm not prone to this. You know I'm not. I don't act like this. I hesitated to speak that message and say those things. I run sideways and everything else to keep from doing it. But it's been said. And it'll stand at the day of the judgment as a witness that I've told the truth. That's thus saith the Lord God. Oh, Pentecost, run for your life. Flee to the horns of the altar and cry before it's too late. For an hour will come when you can cry and it'll do no good. For Esau sought to find a place of his birthright and couldn't find it. I commit you, O California, O convention of the full gospel businessman, who I love, who I've left and strung to with all my heart, I commit you to Jesus Christ tonight. Flee to him. Don't let the devil ever cool you off from this. Stay right with it until you're everyone filled with the Holy Ghost in so much that'll make you come to this word. That'll make you women straighten up. That'll make you men straighten up. If you say you've got the Holy Ghost and won't cope with the word, it's another spirit in you. God's Spirit is on his word. The Messiah, the anointed word. The bride must be a Messiah, the anointed word. Let us stand to our feet in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you never hear my voice again, the God willing, I'm sending to Africa in a few hours. I may never return, I don't know. But I tell you, With all my heart, I've told you the truth. I haven't shunned to declare to you everything that God has told me to say. And I've said it in the name of the Lord. It's a solemn moment. I don't know how to express it. I've tried to leave the pulpit 3 or 4 times and I can't do it. This is a solemn hour. Don't you never forget it. This is a time that maybe God may be making His last call. I don't know. He'll make His last call someday. When? I don't know. But I'm telling you, according to that vision, it looks like that bride's about finished. Look at the nominal churches coming in. When the sleeping virgin come for oil, she failed to get it. The bride went in. The rapture went up. While they went to buy oil, the bridegroom come. Are you asleep? Wake up quickly and come to yourself. And let us pray, each one like we were dying at this minute, in the name of the Lord. Let's each one pray in your own way. God Almighty, have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy on me. Have mercy upon us all. What good does it do, no matter what we do, if we fail in these things? I stand and ask for mercy, O God, before this great city sinks beneath the sea and judgments of God sweep this coast. I pray, God, that You'll call Your bride. I commit them to You now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Blessed be His holy name. Praise God. You see the urgency. You see the urgency that came upon the prophet. That is an anointing that came upon him to warn of the oncoming judgment. Amen. And there's actually a picture taken when he was preaching that message. You could see him waving to the city. He had just prophesied that it would sink beneath the sea. And he knew he was going, but he was waving. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, brother, is it later than we think? Because the bride is already marching in step. She's already nearing the headstone. Amen. She's already nearing the headstone. So, brother, my encouragement tonight on the hookup, don't let anything beset you. Amen. Praise God. Time is over. The prophet told us, pray like you are dying in this minute. You know, when you are dying, you have nothing to lose. Amen. You have nothing to hide. No sin to hide. You confess all your wrongs. Amen. Pray like you are dying in this minute. The prophet is admonishing. Amen. Because don't look at this world, young person. What shall it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul? Amen. What does it profit a man to gain all the money, gain all the fame and popularity, have your name and statues erected everywhere, and you lose your soul? Amen. Praise God. The Bible says, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of men what God has prepared for them that love Him. Amen. So that is my encouragement to you tonight. This is not a time to give up. This is a time for pressing on. Press on, brother. Press on, sister. Amen. Press on. Don't give up on God. Amen. Hang in there. Amen. Hang in there. Just press on, brother. Press on, sister. The road may be rough, but brother, time is no more. Amen. These judgments are going to pour out. I don't have time to go to the depth of this, but the prophet actually could speak of the things we are seeing today. There are so many. Everything is almost full. Amen. The iniquity is full. The world is in a full and a Sodom condition. Amen. That's now making children Sodomites. Amen. So, brother, do you have a continuing city here? We have no continuing city. Amen. We have no continuing city. Amen. We are from above. So press on, brother. Amen. Throw all the foolishness out. Love everybody. Pray for one another. Stand for one another. This is not a time to blame anybody. Amen. This is a time to make your heart right with God. Amen. Praise God. You don't know what time everything will end. The prophet said this age will slide into chaos. It's just going to slide into chaos. Amen. So the only hope we have is this word. Amen. Hold to God's unchanging hand. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. So you can trust him. You can put your hope in him. Praise God. Amen. So let us pray. Amen. I want each one of us to pray in the next 5 minutes. Let us just pray. Amen. Let us pray. Dear God, we heard your word. We heard your prophet. Admonish us, Lord. Father God, we stand between life and death. Lord, we stand between hell and heaven, Lord. Father, we surrender our hearts to thee. May you forgive us of all our iniquities, all our trespasses, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that your Spirit will shower blessings upon your people. May your Spirit pour out and fill each and every person, even on the hookup. May you bless each and every individual there, Lord. May you bless them, Lord. Father, we know that urgency is coming upon us. These judgments are on the earth. The bride has been called. She has been sealed. She's marching in step. Praise God. Lord, we pray that you'll remember us, O God. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy upon your children, Lord. May you forgive us of all our iniquities. Wash us with your blood. Lord, put us under the altar of your will, of your presence. May we dwell in your house. May we dwell in your word all the days of our lives, O God. Remember your children, Lord. Hear every cry tonight. Hear every soul tonight. Hear every mind tonight. We have different needs. There are those that are sick. May you heal them, Lord. There are those that need provision. May you open doors for them, O God. But Lord, above all, may you fill them with your Spirit, because we have no continuing city here. Lord, may you fill your children with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Remember us, O God. Have mercy upon this church. Lord, we remember our pastor, Lord, as he prepares to go for meetings overseas. May you be with him, Lord. Anoint him in a mighty way. May the Holy Spirit go before him. May the angel of the Lord guide his footsteps. May you be with him, Lord. May you remember your children, Lord. May you fill each and every person here with the Holy Spirit. May you fill each and every person here and all those on the hookup with your Spirit, because that's what we need to stand in this day, to overcome all the wiles of the devil. And Lord, we come against every evil spirit that lingers around in the name of the Lord Jesus. By the word of God, we rebuke every spirit. We put this church under subjection of the word. Blessed be your holy name. Lord, may your Spirit pour out, and may you keep us in your way of life. Lord, as we keep moving forward, as we keep marching in step, may we march and be led of your Spirit. Every day, every hour, may we think your thoughts. May we walk in your will and in your presence. Lord, remember all the cry of your people around the world. We pray for all the ministers who are endeavoring in their way. May you bless them, Lord. We know the hour is late. Lord, we know the judgments are striking. But Lord, remember your people and bless them and keep us, Lord, in your way of love. We ask all these blessings, believing and trusting, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, Lord. May you have your way. May you hear the cry of your people. Lord, we only need you in this hour to raise the standard by your Spirit. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord. May you have your way. We ask all these things. In Jesus' name, we pray. And may you take us home safely. May we come back to the house of God on Sunday. And Lord, we pray, Lord. Father, may you be with us on Sunday. May you anoint Brother Eli, Lord, in a mighty way. May your Spirit pour out. May the surge of the Holy Ghost come upon this church. Lord, we need that power, that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Lord, may it quicken our bodies, quicken our hearts, quicken our minds, quicken our souls to your word, Lord. We ask all these blessings, Lord. May your will be done. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Blessed be his holy name. 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 Holy is his name. We glorify you, Lord. We worship you. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you for everything that you have given us, Lord. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the blessing, Lord. Lord, we bless you. We glorify your name. We worship you. Lord, may you fill us with your Spirit. May your Spirit pour out and fill your people. May your anointing pour out and fill this sanctuary. May the Holy Ghost flood this place. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We adore your name. We give you all the adoration. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Lord, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We ask all these blessings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Blessed be his holy name. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be his holy name. Brother, if you need a Holy Spirit, God is here to seal you. That presence is here. The word has been preached. The Holy Ghost is here. The power of God is here. The anointing is here. Jesus is here. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be his holy name. The power of God is here to seal you. The power of God. There is no better time to ask to be sealed than this time now. If you need a Holy Ghost, brother, the Spirit of God is here. Is here to seal you. Is here to heal you. Is here to fill you. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Lord, we thank you for your holy presence. We thank you for your holy power. We thank you for your holy anointing. We thank you for your mercies, O Lord. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your forgiveness, O God. Lord, may you bless your people. May you bless them abundantly. May you fill them, Lord. May your glory be seen upon them. May you pour out your glory in fullness, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Lord, remember your people now. Lord, we pray. May the Holy Spirit move on Sunday, Lord. Lord, we are believing for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, because that is the only standard we need in this hour. You promised that you'll pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. Lord, we are pleading that promise upon this church, upon each one of us. Lord, let us be filled with your Spirit. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We give you all the glory, all the honor that is due to your name. We give you praise. Lord, may you bless each and every vessel in here that has made it tonight. And all those on the hookup, may you minister to their needs and bless them We ask all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, glorify the name. Glorify the name. Glorify the name of the Lord. Oh, oh. Glorify the name. Glorify the name. Glorify the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Oh, oh. Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be thy name. Blessed be thy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glorify the name. Glorify. Glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify the name. Glorify the name. Glorify the name of the Lord. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty, what a mighty, what a mighty, Brother Mwangi, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Are you blessed this evening? Amen. 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 What a presence. What anointing. Amen. Amen. Oh, I'm pressing on with all I know. I'm pressing on with all I know. I'm pressing on to the seat that my Savior's prepared for me. I'm pressing on, oh, with all I know. I'm pressing on with all I know. I'm pressing on to the city where the Savior's prepared for me. Oh, I feel like going home. Brother mine, I feel like going home.
Finish.
Oh, trials may come on every hand. I feel like going home.
Amen. Blessed be the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost among us this evening, Lord. Thank you for thy goodness, Lord. We are truly thankful, Father. Blessing and honor be unto thee. Hallelujah. May the grace that has fallen among us this day, may it also be with them of this church that are on the hookup, Lord. In the homes, Lord. In other churches, Father. Blessing and honor and glory be to you. Amen. We remember our brother Eric, who was now not able to come to church this day, and he has given us a note. Be with him wherever he be, Lord. Remember his family, Heavenly Father, his children, his wife, Lord, and every wife and every child of our brothers, Lord, both in Nairobi and Tororo, and everywhere, Lord, where your name is called in truth, Lord. Be with us, Heavenly Father. Remember the Israel, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we remember. Amen and amen.
Amen. You appreciate Brother Omai. Amen. Brother Omai, love you. We appreciate you. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a day, Lord. Amen. What anointing. What a presence. Our hearts are burning within us, Father. Amen, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Father. As we move from here, Lord, send your angels, Father, to go with us, Father. Amen. You're asking like Moses, Father. Amen. Lord, go with us, Father, Lord. Bless those who are hooked up, Father. Amen, Lord. When we meet again, Father, we'll be careful to give you all glory and honor. For in Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Are you blessed this evening? Amen. Hallelujah. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to ushers, deacons. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold.